I was working in a shop. Was that where you were hurt?
I hardly know. I think it was somewhere else.
Can you tell us about it?
I forget. I think I was going home. I think someone seized me, and I remember struggling, and I remember my head hurting me. I was running away, and I must have lost my way.
Probably when the man seized you, he hit you on the head and caused your death.
Oh, that cannot be.
Yes, you are still living, but are in the spirit world.
You do not know.
Yes, it is true.
Are there people near you?
Yes, there are many.
Can you hear them?
No, I hear nothing. They are staring at me, and some seem trying to talk, but I hear nothing.
Do not be frightened. Listen to them carefully.
Can you hear them?
I hardly know.
Try again.
Be patient.
Yes, I hear a sound.
Isn't a lady trying to tell you something?
Yes, I hear her.
She says I am dead.
I don't understand.
131. She will help you. She will be your friend. She says she will help me.
Then the leader of the circle wrote, "We are comforting her, and are sure she will understand now. She is so frightened we can hardly make her understand. But she will soon comprehend.
The sportsman, we have someone here who needs help. He has not been here long, cannot adapt himself at all to conditions, and does not understand anything of this life.
Can he hear?
Not well, but a little.
Can he see?
Just a little.
We have been trying to help him, but he perceives so little of spirit impressions that we have brought him to you.
We will write for him.
Well, friend, what can I do for you?
Who are you?
We are friends who wish to help you.
Where am I?
You are in the spirit world.
You have left the earth life.
No, not that.
I know it is not so, for I can walk, move, and now I can talk to you.
How did you get where you are?
I don't know. I suppose I may have lost my way. But I don't understand it.
I have a pretty good sense of direction.
How did I get here?
You died and left your earthly life behind.
No, I didn't, for I am alive now.
Did you not know you had a spirit within you?
What do you mean?
We mean that you yourself never die, though you may lose your body through death.
I am not dead, I tell you.
Don't be foolish.
132. Where did you live?
Well, I was in the East.
Well, I guess I was in Florida.
I know I was planning to go there.
But, how queer.
I don't remember how I got there.
Did I lose my mind and wander off without knowing it?
Were you sick?
No, not that I know of.
I was with a party of young men.
We went fishing somewhere.
Where under the sun was it?
I don't know.
We were having a royal good time, smuggled a little of the forbidden aboard, some I had bought on the...
From bootleggers?
Yes, I suppose so.
We all drank and had a pretty good time.
I think maybe the stuff was not good for me, for I remember now that I felt very sleepy.
Very sleepy.
And I suppose I became unconscious in my sleep.
Did they put me on shore while I was asleep?
We were.
I don't know how I came here.
But here I am.
Well, either you were drowned, or the liquor was too much for you, for you have died and are now in the spirit world.
No.
That can't be.
I can talk with you and hear you, and I can see, though not very plainly.
Can you see other people near you?
There is someone near me, several of them, in fact.
I see them. But not very well.
Can you talk to them?
Haven't tried.
What is the use?
I don't know them.
You are talking with us, and you do not know us?
You began it.
I wasn't asking for you.
Listen and see if you can hear any of these people.
I can hear, I tell you, though not very plainly.
There is a woman near me, has on fine robes.
She is trying to tell me things, but I don't seem to catch on.
Listen carefully.
I think you can understand her.
Well, I guess I do hear a little better.
My.
She has on a beautiful dress.
Soft and shiny and flowing semicolon. I wonder where she got it?
What are you wearing?
I don't know.
I never thought of that.
But, they aren't mine.
How did I come by them?
133. There seem to be a number of things you do not understand.
Do you not think that perhaps we are right?
What do you mean?
This was written very forcibly, as though it was beginning to dawn on him that maybe he was a spirit.
That you are a spirit.
No. 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 I know that isn't so. Someone must have taken me when I was asleep and carried me off. Pretty much like a fairy tale, eh? I don't want a fairy story. I want my own life and my own home. You will find we are telling you the truth. No. I can move, talk, and believe me, I'm going to get out of this queer feeling if I can. Have you looked at yourself, at your hands? Why? I am thin. My hands. They are almost transparent. Say. What has happened to them? We have told you what has happened. Did you never hear of spirit? No, never heard of such a thing. Did you not know that a part of you went on living after death? Never heard of such a thing. Did you never go to church? No. Or read books? No. Didn't have time. Used to read the sport papers a little, all about the fights and games, baseball and football and... Did you never think what would happen after death? No. I tried to put that out of mind. It isn't good for a man to think of that sort of thing. When you are alive, why, live. Have a good time. Let the future take care of itself. The preachers talk a lot of stuff a man can't believe. I made the most of my life, had a good business, plenty of money, and jolly good friends. Where are the rest of the boys, anyhow? 134. Doesn't it begin to dawn on you that we may be right? What the dickens do you mean? And what can I do about it? We have told you to listen to those about you. Are you not willing to try? I don't want to stay here. Tell me how to get out. We have told you. Listen to those near you. This woman dressed in white says I am a spirit now, and must learn the spirit ways of learning and thinking. Does she mean that I am alone, that my old comrades are gone, and I have nothing to do? No business? No pleasure? No. Oh, my soul. This can't be true. What shall I do? We have told you. Listen to the lady who is trying to make you understand. I am a man. I don't want to listen to a woman preacher. Well, I am afraid we cannot help you unless you do. What will she tell me? She will probably tell you that you must be kind to others and learn how to live a different life. I can't be kind until I know where I am, can I? We have told you where you are. Well, I'll take the advice of this one in the white robe. She says she can help me to understand. Then, as if in reply to something Mary had said to him, all right. I'll try. The football player, there are many here to be comforted. Can you help? We will let you try, for we have one here who does not know he has died. A man? No, a boy. A young boy, hurt in a ball game, and coming over here while unconscious. Speak to him. Sis asked if she could help him. Who are you? I am a friend who would like to talk to you. They told me you were playing ball? 135. Yes, and we were winning too. Why don't they tell me the score? Were you hurt in the game? I was knocked out, I know, but what of that? I had been in training, and my muscles were like steel. I don't know why they picked me up and brought me here. You did not see all the game? No. I know they won though. How do you know that? I heard a voice. Someone called to me and said, it's all right. We won. How were you hurt? In the scrimmage. When I had the ball under me, the boys all piled on top of me. Oh, it was football? Yes, football. Gee, it was great. They didn't get the ball though, I held onto that. Did you see any more of the game? No. I guess they were afraid I couldn't stand the rest, so they brought me here. But I don't like it. Where are the rest of the boys? Do you feel your injury now? Not a bit. Never felt so well in my life. Bet I could hold my own with any of them. Do you see anyone near you? None of the boys. Where are they? Mary says. He has not the slightest comprehension yet that he has died. Sis asked if he could be very brave. There's nothing to be brave about. We won, and that is mighty fine. I don't have to pretend any bravery. Suppose I should tell you that in that scrimmage you were injured so severely that you died? I'd say you lied. Oh. Excuse me. But I couldn't help it. No, it isn't a lie. It is the truth. No, I know better. 136. Have you looked at yourself? Where are my dogs? I never dressed like this. That is because you have left the earth life. Now you are trying to frighten me. You can't do that. What are your clothes like? They are not mine. That's all there is to that. You must learn that you are in spirit land. I don't believe it. Tell me the truth. Are your parents living?
Yes.
They were on the grounds too.
Where are they?
Where did you live?
I lived in, or rather near New York.
Were you playing ball in New York?
No, at our own ball grounds. We had a match with another school.
Then Mary wrote, "We think we will wait and bring the boy another time. He needs careful guidance. We think he was a bright boy, with great ambition in athletics, as well as in his studies, and we do not wish a shock to come to him too suddenly. He will think of what you have said, and by we will go further and convince him that he has left his earth life. You need not expect him to fall gently into the idea that his earth life is over, and he is to begin again in an unknown world, with unknown laws of which he has never dreamed. At another time we talked to him again. We have brought him. He is a bright boy, but still in a mystified condition. Can he see or hear?
Not well.
He knows there is a personal and friendly influence near him that in some way comforts and directs him. But beyond that he has not comprehended this life."
Sis asked if he could hear her.
"Of course. Where am I? How came I here?
You heard us telling you about it when you were here before.
137 did I?
Well, I don't understand. Did you ever go to church?
No, not that I remember. There was a church, and some of my pals went to Sunday school, but they never said anything about it.
What did they go for?
Because their parents made them. You know that people die, do you not?
Yes.
I've seen the funerals go by. Do you know what became of the people after death?
Why, they were put in the ground.
Do you think that was the end of them?
Yes.
Couldn't be anything else, I suppose. Did you never hear that they lived in another world?
No.
The doctors said they were dead.
Dead.
That's the end of it, I suppose.
That was not the end of you.
Of course not.
I didn't die.
Yes, the body you had on earth died, and was buried.
No.
It never was buried.
Yes, it was.
But you yourself, your soul went on living.
No.
I didn't die.
I know I didn't.
All through the rest of the talk with him the pencil wrote very emphatically, and Sissy's hand was strongly controlled, showing the great excitement under which he was laboring.
Is your body the same?
Look at your hand.
Why, no.
It's thin.
And, why?
I can see through it.
Could you use it for playing ball?
No.
What happened?
When you were hurt in the football game, you left your earthly body, and it is spirit, your inner self, that is now talking.
138.
How do you know that?
Because we have talked with many who are like you.
You say you never went to church?
No, never.
Or Sunday school?
No.
Or read the Bible?
No.
Well, if you had read the Bible, you would have learned that death was not the end. The spirit lives on.
What is spirit?
This was explained to him as well as we could.
My. How do you know?
That is what we are taught, and that is what we have learned by talking with others who have been brought to us as you have.
You are a spirit, and you will learn that you can enjoy life there, and can improve in every way.
Will someone help me?
Yes, of course.
Did someone bring you here?
Yes.
Someone, or something guided me here.
Can you see anyone near you?
I see a shadow.
Keep real quiet and say, "I am going to see."
Does it help?
Well. I do see.
How is that?
It is your spirit sight, and you can improve it.
Will you try?
Well, I just guess I will.
Now can you see anyone?
There are two ladies.
Oh, they are beautiful.
Will they help me?
139 Yes, indeed.
Can you hear them?
No.
Can they talk?
Yes, and if you will listen quietly, you will hear them.
I hear a sound. I hear a sound.
Can I hear?
Do you think?
Yes, if you will try.
Listen for words.
They tell me they will take care of me.
Do you know them?
Yes, we know them well.
Will you go with them?
Can't you come?
No, we cannot come now, but we will probably see you sometime.
Now go with these ladies, and they will take care of you.
Don't you want to?
I'd love to.
We talked of him for a time,
and then turned to Mary again, "He will be all right now, and will be very happy. Dee is entertaining him now. Can you tell how his excitement was so strongly conveyed through you to Sissy's pencil? We do not know that, but we know that there are unseen powers which respond to our thought. Sissy's hand and arm are influenced because of the increased power. Suppose you were suddenly attacked, would not a sudden energy propel something in defense, something you might not be capable of doing or using normally? The farmer, there are so many here who need help. If you can speak to a man who is here, we will try to write what he may reply. Have you learned anything about him? We can read some of his thoughts, and believe he was sick and died from tuberculosis. He does not know what has happened, but realizes that he is not in his own home. Well, friend, we would like to help you if we can. Can you hear us? Who are you? Just friends. Can you tell us how we can help you? 140. I am not in my own home, and cannot understand why. Can you see? I can see that I am in a country that is not familiar to me. It is rather dreary and desolate, but I do not recognize it. Where did you live? I live in Illinois. I am a farmer, but have been sick a long time, and have not been able to work. I was very sick the last I remember, but I seem much better now, only I don't understand why I am in another place. Have you a family? Yes, I have a wife and two children. I am wondering why they do not find me. Well, I must tell you that when you were very sick, you died. And you have left your earthly body behind and are now in the spirit world. I don't understand. What do you mean? We mean that you have left your body and are what the world calls dead. I am not dead. I can talk, and can move about. Did you ever think what would happen at your death? Why, I would be put in the ground, of course. Have you not heard that some part of you continue to live? Yes, I think the preachers say something of the kind, but I never took any stock in them. It is true, nevertheless. That accounts for your condition now. There was a wait of some moments. Mary says, "You have startled him so he does not know what to say. Can you hear me?" "Yes, I hear you, but what are you telling me such stuff for? Can you see anyone near you?" "I see some ladies, but I don't know them." "Can you hear them?" "Why, yes, I do hear some kind of sounds." "What sort of a place am I in?" 141. "You are in spirit land, just as I said. I am sure you are joking. Can you hear what the ladies say?" "Yes, they tell me the same thing." "Yes, because that is what has happened to you." "No. It is not true. I am alive. I can talk and see and move. Dead people don't do that." Again there was a short pause. Mary says he is so puzzled we cannot make him listen. Finally he asked, "You say spirits can talk?"
"Yes."
"Do you not hear the ladies near you?"
"Yes."
"Am I a spirit?"
"Yes."
"That is what I am trying to tell you. You were very sick and finally died. Do you not feel well now?"
"Yes, I feel fine. But I don't understand it at all. It may have happened some time ago."
"What year was it that you were so sick?"
"I think it was 1900. 1900.
Is that right?"
"Yes."
"Do you have any idea what this year is?"
"No."
"It is 1926. "Now you are joking."
"No.
It is the truth." "Has not the time seemed long?"
"Yes, long enough. But I have not been awake part of the time. I seem to be sort of dazed most of the time. I thought it was because I was sick."
"Had any of your family died before you were sick?"
142. "I lost my mother."
"Can you hear anyone else near you besides the ladies?"
"I see many."
"Do you see your mother among them?"
"No. I don't see her. I am sure you will be for long. I think she would not want to see me, for I was not a good son to her."
"Would you not like to see her?"
"Yes, of course. I do not know any of the people about me, but the lady who first spoke says she thinks she can find my mother."
Then Mary added, "We can care for him now. He is still only partly convinced, but as we can now make him hear, we can help him. Another businessman, we wish to have your help just now, for we have a friend who has not recovered his sight or hearing since he came. Will you help him? We will write for him. We think he will respond to your words, as he is still so much in the earth vibrations. Friend,
We hear you need help. Can we assist you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear a voice, and it is a joy.
Who are you?
One who may help you.
Who are you?
One who can tell you that you have left the earth life.
No, I have not. How should I leave it?
Well, you have not left it by aeroplane or balloon, but by death.
What do you mean?
I have a body.
Don't you see it?
No, I do not see it. I only hear your voice.
Why is that?
Because you are a spirit and I am not.
143. What do you mean?
Your body has died, but your soul is alive.
No. You are wrong, horribly wrong, for I am here, body, voice, feeling and all.
Can't you see me?
No, I do not see you.
Tell me how you look, and who you are.
I am about 30 years old, had a good business, but was taken ill, and I suppose when ill I just wandered away.
Were you in bed?
Yes.
Dressed?
No.
What have you on now?
I am dressed.
How did that happen?
What are your clothes like?
I never saw anything like them.
They don't look like a man's clothes at all.
Who rigged me up like this?
Tell me what you are wearing.
It is a sort of loose, flowing robe, maybe like a Roman toga.
Who dressed me, and what for?
You have left the body and are now in spirit land.
Where is spirit land?
Where you are.
Where are you?
I am on earth.
So am I.
What are you standing on?
Standing on?
Why, I suppose soil, or grass, or something.
I can't see it very well, but I know I am on a firm foundation.
144. Do you see anyone near you?
No, I wish I could.
I am lost, and no one near to tell me where to go.
Do you not see a lady near you?
No, I don't see anyone.
What were you doing before you were ill?
I had a store.
Business was good, getting ahead.
Then I took sick, fever, and got very weak.
I went to sleep, and must have slept a long time and slept very soundly, for the nurse must have dressed me up in this way and let me walk around. And so I lost my way.
Why doesn't the nurse come for me?
You will never need a nurse again.
Why not?
Because you will never be sick anymore.
Gracious goodness.
How do you know?
Because spirits do not get sick.
What do you mean?
Did you ever think of a hereafter?
I used to go to church sometimes, but I didn't care for the sermons.
You have left your body, and are now living in spirit.
Why should I see my body then?
For I have hands, arms and limbs, can talk and hear you, though I do not see you.
Keep still and listen.
Why should I?
I'd rather get on my way to my home and family.
You cannot go back.
Oh, can't I?
We'll see about that.
I am telling you the truth.
You will never go back to your home.
There was a long pause, and finally Mary wrote, "He is almost stupefied at this revelation."
After a little he wrote excitedly,
145. Help me.
Help me to understand.
What am I to do?
What can I do?
I'm not in heaven or on earth.
Where am I?
You are where souls go at the death of the body.
Can you listen?
I'll try.
I hear a little.
Someone is telling me I am in soul life now.
What and where is soul?
The one who is near you we call Mary.
She will tell you.
She says she will help me to understand.
But how?
Listen and you will find out.
Will she tell me?
Will she stay near me?
Mary says we can take care of him now.
He will soon see and all will be well.
He is not bad, only material minded, and no perception at all of spirit life and spirit thought and action.
The traveling man here is one who has entered into this life without any comprehension of its value.
Will you try to help him?
He can hear earth sounds, but not spirit voices.
Friend, do you know where you are?
No, I wish I did. I seem to have wandered a long time, and I am very tired.
What caused you to wander?
That is what I would like to know.
I have heard of people losing their memory, but I had no thought that I should have that trouble.
Were you ill?
I think so.
I remember a hospital and a doctor.
Did you have friends?
No, I haven't what you might call friends.
I had no family, no near relatives, and I never comraded with men.
I don't know why, guess I liked my own ways or thoughts or ambitions best.
Did you grow worse when sick?
I suppose I did, and that is probably what is the matter. I lost my mind and wandered away.
Do you know that you have died?
146 what?
No, I don't.
Nor you, either. I am as much alive as you are.
Yes, but you are a spirit.
Spirit, well, what do you mean by that? Did you not know that you had more than a physical body?
What else could I have?
A spirit, a soul. There was quite a pause, and then Mary wrote, "He is so ignorant, or so utterly thoughtless in regard to the deeper life of mind and spirit, that your words have not taken effect.
Go on. What do you think is wrong?
I'm blessed if I know.
That is what I want you to tell me. Can you hear?
I can hear you. But I cannot see you very plainly.
But you are in some city, in some room.
Tell me where, and how I can get there.
Did you never think there would be something left after death?
There couldn't be.
I've seen dead people.
There's nothing there to live.
Have you read what the Bible teaches?
Never read the Bible. It's an old book, and no one believes it now, just full of old stories that can't be true, so I've heard men say.
Where did you live?
Somewhere in the West.
I don't seem to remember exactly.
But I didn't stay in one place long. I was a traveling man, had things to sell.
What would you say if we told you that you are now in California?
I'd say I must have stolen a ride on some train.
No, you have died and your spirit is in California.
There was much excitement shown by the pencil, and it finally wrote, "No, I'm not dead and buried."
Why?
How can you talk that way?
You're a fool.
Look at your hands.
147 What's the matter?
I grew thin while I was sick, I suppose.
How about your clothes?
Well, you've got me now.
Someone has dressed me up in new clothes.
Who did it, and when?
Can you see anyone about you?
No.
I have pretty nearly lost my sight.
Yes, by looking hard I can see two people standing near me.
What do they say?
They don't tell me anything.
Listen again.
Do you not hear a voice?
Well, yes, I guess so.
No words though.
Then after a moment the pencil wrote very emphatically, "I don't want to hear.
I won't believe it.
She says I am dead."
Great goodness.
What a lie.
Take her away.
I don't want to listen to such talk.
We carefully explained the conditions to him, asking if the peculiarities and discrepancies did not indicate that we were telling the truth.
Finally Mary wrote, "He is thinking about it now and we can help him.
Can you hear now?"
"Yes, I can hear, and they tell me I am a spirit, and that I can be a happy one."
"Oh, Lord. How can I understand this?"
We explained further, and after a little, B wrote, "Well, here I am, if this is so. I am as helpless as a newborn babe. But here goes.
I'll try.
The mill worker, we have found a woman who is wandering alone and crying out for help, that someone is killing her. We have succeeded in quieting her, but not in helping her to realize that she is in spirit life.
Can you speak to her?"
"I am a friend."
"Do you wish help?
You may be an enemy."
"I have no friends."
"What did you do?"
"Why should you not have friends?"
148 "I didn't do anything. Everyone was cruel to me."
"Did you not love people?"
"No.
I never loved anyone."
"Did you ever try to help others?"
"No.
Why should I?"
"It might have made you happier."
"No, it wouldn't.
I had all I could do to take care of myself."
"What were you doing?"
There was no reply from her, but Mary wrote, "We think from reading her thoughts that she was a worker in a mill, and thought she was being persecuted by other workers."
"Do you know where you are?"
"No."
"Can you see anyone near you?"
"No.
I am in the dark."
"Who brought you here?"
"I came alone. I was just wandering around and you talked to me.
But I can't see you, and I don't know who you are.
But you needn't try to hurt me.
I won't stand for it.
I can fight anybody who tries to come it over me."
"Nobody wants to hurt you now.
We want to help you if we can."
"Nobody wants to help.
They are all mean and cruel.
If we could help you to see, would you think we were friends?"
"Maybe.
Maybe you would try some trick on me?"
"No, never.
We feel sorry for you."
"No one feels sorry for me.
They are all just the same bad and cruel."
"Isn't that because you think bad thoughts?"
"No. 149. Suppose you try to think a kind thought and see if it will not help.
What would I think?
I don't know of one.